使我们感到生命太有价值了。
Many times we find that life is so valuable.
我们会兴奋到一个地步。
We are so much excited.
什么困难、什么痛苦都完全视若不存在。
No matter what difficulty that comes our way, we just drop it off.
但当我们的感情低沉到我们非常衰弱的时候
，But at times we are weakest in the valley of emotions.
我们感觉到活着是一点意义的。
Then we feel there's no meaning for us to live on.
因为感情的存在
Because the existence of emotions.
我们的生命可以起落到非常非常极端的地步
It causes our life to go to two extremities.
有人因为一时感情的冲动
Some because of momentary emotional arousal.
杀了千万的人
They can kill thousands of people.
有人因为一时感情的失败
Some because of the failure momentary in that emotion.
把整个前途完全放掉
Even for the whole future, they renounce it.
感情的力量
And the power of emotion.
可以兴邦，可以败国
It could rise a nation, it could destroy the nation.
可以自杀，可以杀人
It could cause you to commit suicide or to kill others.
感情的振奋
And also the arousal of emotion.
可以自立，可以立人
And also it can establish yourself and establish others.
感情是我们生命中间非常重要的一部分
Emotion is a very important part of our life
但是感情是又很难用理论把它完全讲清楚
But then emotion is difficult to tell
因为感情好像有自己的一个势力范围
Because as if emotion has its own realm and sphere of power
是各样的理论很难冲进去左右它的方向
So the matter of theory difficult to invade it and to influence it
感情又好像有自己的势力范围
Emotion, they seem to get a sphere of its own.
是别人的意志很难改变它。
So the other's will cannot change them.
那么呢，感情跟理智跟意志之间的关系。
So emotion, rationality, and volition
是一个合一的一个有机的关系。
It is an integrated, united, organic whole.
因为它是 organic relationship.
Because there's an organic relationship.
所以这个三方面就组成了一个位格。
So for all these three aspects, it form a personality.
位格是什么呢？
What is a person?
就是一个能独立有永恒知道自己存在有责任感的这个生命
But one which is independent with eternal with self-conscious of his own existence
所以呢这个位格跟动物的生命是不一样的
So a person and the life of an animal are totally different
动物有身体有生命没有位格
The animal has his body and also has his emotion, but there's no person.
人有身体，有生命，有位格。
But man has a body, has a life, also has a personhood.
因为人有位格。
Because man is a person.
所以人是一个特别的创造。
Man is a special creation, my God.
人是一个特别的存在。
Man is a special existence.
人一种是一种特别的生命。
Also a special being.
人有一种特别的自觉。
And also self-conscious man has.
这是因为人是按照上帝的形象样式而被造。
This is because man is created after the image and the likeness of God.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式而被造。
And because man is created after the image and likeness of God.
所以人本来是像上帝。
So man originally is like God.
人应该是像上帝。
And man should be like God.
人可以追求像上帝。
And man can stick to be like God.
为什么说本来像上帝？
Why say we say originally he is like God?
这是过去。
In the past.
为什么应该像上帝？
Why say he ought to be?
因为现在不像。
Because now it is not.
为什么可以追求像上帝？
Why say he can stick to be like God?
因为有上帝的应许。
Because there's a promise of God.
在过去有上帝的形象。
So in the past you had the image of God.
现在不像上帝。
Now it's not like God.
跟可以追求像上帝的时间过程中间。
But in that process of time, whether he can stick to be like God.
人与动物是完全不一样。
In that aspect, man is totally different from the animals.
动物只有现在现象的知识
Because animal only has the phenomena and now existing knowledge
没有过去跟永恒的自救性
It doesn't have the institutional understanding of the past and future
因为动物没有位格
Because the animal is a person
所以这样的位格到底是什么我们就要先明白
So what that is a person we have the first understanding
凡是位格的
That which is a person
都有永恒性的存在
It has the eternal existence
所以上帝造动物的时候
So when God created animals
就给他们造在一种暂时从生到死的暂时存在中间除此以外没有别的价值
He gives them a temporary existence from life to death.
那么，上帝造人的时候
，But when God created man,
in 他的造人就存在了。
Because of his creation, man exists.
因为他的形象，人就永恒了。
And because of his image, man is eternal.
所以我们被造以前是不存在的。
So before we are created, we are not existing.
我们被造以后，我们存在。
But after creation, we exist.
因为这个存在有上帝的形象。
Because this existence has the image of God.
所以我们是像上帝的人。
So then we are human being like God.
那么这个像上帝的人就是有位格的人。
So this human who is like God is a person.
神的本性中间
and the original character of God.
所有伟大的本质
they are all very mighty nature.
都成为人的形象的原版。
Then they become the origins of man's copy of his likeness.
甚至你可以看见许多电影明星的照片 like, 常常在报纸杂志出现。
Like you can see also the pictures of the film stars appearing in the newspaper.
你看这么英俊的人
So handsome.
这么美丽的人
So beautiful.
但是无论如何他不过是一张纸
But no matter what it's just a paper.
到有一天你见到那个电影明星本人的时候
One day if you were to see that person, the film star.
你看到不但英俊，而且是活得会动的。
Not only that he's handsome, he's lively, he can move.
你跟他讲话，他会回答你。
When you talk to him, he can respond to you.
很多青年人天天跟照片讲话，没有人回答他的。
Many young people day and night they talk to the picture, the paper, nobody responds.
所以当电影明星来的时候
，So when the film star comes,
如醉如狂，傲气场到歌厅，要碰到他，也很甘愿活在世界上。
So they are so excited, they go there near, they can touch them, they feel that it is good enough.
抓到他一根头发，放在信封收藏几十年。
If they can catch hold of a hair, they can put it in the envelope and keep it for years.
这个就是感情发生毛病了。
And that is something wrong with your emotion.
那我用这个比喻告诉你
，So with this illustration,
人里面所有的一切，他的本质的原版就在上帝。
All that is in man, his nature, the origin come from God.
你说这个人很好。
You say this man is good.
那么他的好是什么呢
？And what is that goodness?
是最良善的上帝的一个形象。
It is the image of the highest good, that's God.
这个人的心很干净。
And this man is clean with his heart.
那个干净是什么呢
？Only clean.
是上帝的圣洁的一个形象。
That is the image of God's holiness.
所以全世界没有一个文化，没有一个宗教，也没有一个哲学。
For the whole world, there's no culture, no race, no philosophy.
对人生命的尊贵，人性的价值，比圣经讲解的更清楚。
As to the honor and the dignity of man, he has something explained more clearly.
人有上帝的形象。
Man has the image of God.
人本来有。
Man already has.
表示上帝这么造的。
Which in that way God created.
人应当有。
Man ought to have.
表示现在没有了。
Which now is lost.
我要追求。
And all the sick
人可以有
，and the possibility to have
上帝应许我们可以像他
，which God has promised that we can be like him。
所以呢，这个上帝造位格
，so when God created a person
有永恒性
，that's eternal nature。
神是永恒的
，God is eternal。
上帝造位格
，when God created a person
有究竟
，and there is a understanding。
人是一切的一切原版的意思
，man as a consciousness
神。神是一切原本的意思。
God also is the origin of all consciousness.
The reality and the perceive of the consciousness himself. 所以上帝本身的意思就成了我们有意识的原本。
So God's consciousness become also the origin of our consciousness.
不但如此
，Not only so.
上帝是灵
，God is spirit.
所以人被造的是有灵性的本质，跟动物不一样。
So man is created with spiritual nature, which is totally different from the animal.
我们这个属灵的灵性的本质
，We have that nature of the spirituality,
就使我们的价值观。
That causes us to have a concept of value,
有文化性
and also the cultural nature,
有宗教功能
and religious function,
有这艺术感
and also the sense of art.
这些动物完全没有的东西
but for all these animals, they don't have.
那么这些我在我们里面
and for all these things within us,
形成了我们有一个人格叫做位格
it composes us as a person.
除此以外
other than this,
神是真理的本体
God also is the subjectivity of truth
所以上帝造人的时候就给人一个思考真理的功能
So when God created man we have the potentiality to think
我们发现一件事情
When we discover something
我们很不习惯
We are not used to it.
为什么会这样？
Why is it so?
后来我们想，有道理啊。
Then we think, well, it is reasonable.
虽然他的看法跟我不一样，但里面有道理。
Even though his view and my view are different, but that is rationality.
什么叫做有道理？
What is it reasonable?
就是我们先知道真理是存在。
Because we first know that truth exists.
那么你所讲的不合那个真理，我觉得你。没有道理。
So when what you say is not according to the truth, I say that it's nonsense.
当我看见你所做的跟那个真理符合，我说你很有道理。
So when I see what you do is according to the truth, I say that it is reasonable.
不过我会想真理的问题，难道你不会吗？
But I can think about truth. Can't you?
当我们说别人没有道理的时候，是不是他没有道理，或者你不大懂道理？
When we say that others are not according to the truth, is it because they do not go according to truth, or you do not go according to truth?
所以我们要读书。
So we must learn.
我们要研究。
We must study.
我们要思考。
We must think.
我们要好好仔细分析别人讲的话。
So very carefully, we want to analyze what people are saying.
那么你凭着什么能做这个事情？
Based on what you can do this.
思考真理的功能在你里面。
The function to think about truth is within you.
这个在哲学里面叫做理性。
In philosophy, it's called rationality.
这些就构成了人的人格。
So all this composed person.
我们有自觉。
We have self-consciousness.
自觉我是存在的。
We are self-conscious that we exist.
我们自觉我是有价值。
I have the self-consciousness that I have value.
自觉我应当做人有责任。
And I have the self-consciousness that I have responsibility to a man.
自觉我应当像那最高的上帝的形象。
And I'm conscious that I must be the likeness of that person with the highest God.
自觉我死了不是完了。
I'm conscious that when I die is the end.
自觉我与人之间有同样的人性之间的交往。
I'm conscious that I have the communication based on human nature with others.
那这些都是位格。
All this make a person.
位格里面最少有三大成分。
And within this personhood, there are three elements.
第一个成分
，the first
就是理性
，that's rationality.
第二个成分
，the second
就是感情
，that's emotion.
第三个成分
，and the third
就是意志
，volition.
那这些东西都不是身体。
All these things are not physical.
你的身体是外在
，because the physical is outward.
而位格是内在
，but personhood is within.
所以从身体来说
，so physically speaking,
我们的眼睛
，our eyes
不如狗跟猫
，is not comparable to the cat or dog.
我们的耳朵不如老鼠
，our ear cannot be compared to rats.
我们的鼻子不如狗
，and our nose cannot be compared to the dogs.
我们的舌头也不如猫。
Our tongue also is not as good as the cat.
我们的牙齿不如很多的动物。
And our teeth cannot compare to many animals.
我们的爪不如狮子老虎。
And also our claws won't look like lions or tigers.
从身体来说
，physically，
我们什么都不如。
We are not comparable to others.
但是呢，人可以制服万物。
But man can control over all things.
人可以把动物抓来放在动物园。
Man can catch an animal and put in the zoo.
从来没有动物把人抓去放在人园。
There's never an animal put man into the zoo.
所以人这个超越性是为什么呢？
So man has this transcendental nature.
因为动物用本能来找东西吃。
Because this animal use their instinct to find food.
用体力利爪尖牙来对付仇敌。
Use their physical strength and also teeth in order to deal with the enemies.
人不是。
Not man.
人用理性来应付他们。
Man uses rationality to deal with them.
所以理性是第一个位格重要的成分。
So rationality is the first important element of a person.
因为有理性。
Because there's rationality.
会思想。
Man can think.
我会分析。
I can analyze.
我会观察。
I can observe.
我会想象。
I can imagine.
我会探讨。
I can investigate.
我肯分析。
I can analyze.
我能演绎。
I can also deduce.
我能归纳。
I can also make a deduction.
我能做结论。
I can make a conclusion.
这个是理性的功能。
This is the function of rationality.
这些都是动物没有。
All these the animals do have.
第二样。
The second.
人有感情。
Man has emotion.
你说动物也有感情，特别是 Hollywood 的电影的动物都有感情。
You see, animals also have this emotion, especially Hollywood animals.
二十世纪快要结束的时候。
Before the end of the 20th century,
Hollywood 发明了把动物叫做贝多芬的。
Hollywood invented this animal called Beethoven.
还有把那些玩具叫做 Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Da Delo.
And also those small, these are toys become the Michelangelo.
试试看把这些都 personified.
Try to personify all these things.
人格化。
personified.
我告诉你，绝对不要相信他。
Absolutely cannot believe this.
什么狗跟猫讲话，猫跟他讨论事情，没这个事情。
So when a dog discusses with a cat, there's no something will happen in the world.
人有理性
，man has rationality.
人有感情
，man has emotion.
人的感情跟动物的感情是不一样的。
Man's emotion and animal's emotion are totally different.
动物的感情是很简单的。
The animal's emotion are very simple.
很表面的。
Very superficial.
很肤浅。
Very shallow.
所有的感情是陷在一个范围里面。
All these emotions that have to only come into one realm.
什么呢？本能。
Instinct.
Instinctive emotion. That's all.
Instinctive emotion.
所以动物的感情很简单。
So it's very simple with animals' emotion.
他看看看很像他的，他就跟他在一起；不像的，他去咬他。
When he love someone like him, he will then be friend or not just be enemy.
后来生了孩子看，也有一点像自己小的，很可爱，他就疼他，疼他大了，就把他当做老婆。
And run with the kittens and she is like it and take care of it and then become his wife.
所以母狗跟孩子结婚的也有。
So even that this female dog will marry its own kids.
母鸡跟子鸡结婚的也有。
And the same thing with chicken.
因为它的感情是一种本性本能性质的感情。
Because the emotion that have is an instinctive type.
但是人的感情不一样。
But man's emotion is different.
如果一个男人
If a man
跟他自己的女儿上床的话
were to go and get married with his own daughter,
报纸要登出来
and that he will publish in the paper,
大家要把他骂得半死
and people will scold him,
现在要把他抓去
and will catch him by the police.
那么他可以不会说我爱他吗？感情是伟大的。
Can he say that it's monkey with emotion because I love her?
因为在这里有真理的约束
because there is a bondage of truth here.
叫做人的伦理
and that's human relationship.
所以你多爱。
No matter how much you love,
不能干犯
You cannot have that.
所以这样的感情，人的感情跟动物的感情是不一样的。
So man's emotion and animal's emotion are totally different.
我们绝对不要受 Hollywood 或者受 Harry Potter 这些东西欺骗。
So absolutely we cannot be tricked by Hollywood or by Harry Potter.
里面的那些动物的那些形象都不是上帝创造的原来的形象。那是人犯罪以后随便想象。
All those images of the animals are not created one but the other are thought after by men when they have fallen.
人是人
，man is man，
动物是动物
，animals are animals。
这是第二个层次。
So that's the second level of it。
第三个层次。
And the third level
是意志
，it's volition。
意志在人的生命中间很重要。
Volition is very important in man's life。
一个人的意志可以改变整个国家的命运。
A person's will or volition can change the fate of a nation。
当孙中山先生决定要推翻满清皇帝的制度的时候
，When Dr. Sun Yat-sen want to throw even the system of the Manchurian dynasty，
他那个决定就影响以后所有历史时代里面。每一个中国人的命运
The decision coming from his will change the fate and future and destiny of the whole Chinese.
让贝多芬决定把法国号的重要性加入交响乐的时候
So when this Beethoven want to add a French horn into the symphony
所以第二交响乐以后这个交响乐的世界的形象跟这个气派磅礴就没有办法挽回过来。
So after his second symphony, everything changed in the symphony world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
一个意志的决定
，a decision coming from a will power
可以影响整个人类
，it can influence the whole humankind，
可以影响整个民族
，and also influence the whole nation，
大影响历史。
And when it's big, it can influence the whole history.
小影响个人。
When it is small, it can influence our life.
你决定从今天开始学抽烟。
If you decide from today onward, I'm the smoke.
那一生就注定你比较穷，因为钱拿去烧。
So for the whole life, now you become poorer because you burn your money.
你决定今天第一次去嫖女人。
When you decide to go prostitution today,
就决定可能你死的时候是艾滋病，或者是。这个花柳病
Then decide also when you die you might die of syphilis
你说为什么呢
Why
那一天我定志要做那个事情
Because that day I made a decision to do that thing
所以我不再讲下去了
So I'm not going to continue now
你这样一提你已经被苏醒过来
So now you may awaken now
你里面有什么
What do you have inside
有理智
It's a rationality
有感情
Emotion
有意志
And volition
这三样东西绝对不要跟动物的姿色动物的爱恨动物的这个行走的动向来相相等量器官的批论
So you can equalize all this emotion that man has as the animals
因为动物所有的理智情感意志不过是 本能性的需要而已。
Because the rationality, the emotion, the volition of an animal is only to meet the instinctive requirement and need.
动物的这一个理智、情感、意志的动作，不过是在机械性的范围里面，为了生存的需要有所影响。
The actions coming from the rationality, emotion, and also the volition of animals only mechanical and also influenced by their existence.
人不是如此。
Man is different.
我相信这一整年
I truly believe that for this whole year,
你好好听感情圣话。
If you were to listen carefully this sentence of emotion,
你就变成一个更尊贵的人。
You become a more dignified man.
一个尊贵的人。
A one who is dignified.
千万人，千万年。被后人所纪念
and for thousands of years he will remember the people
一个卑鄙的人
the one who is mean and lowly
如同老鼠过街的人人喊打喊杀
like a mouse that crosses the street everybody wants to beat him
你如果这个尊贵的人
if you are to be an honored man
流芳百世
people will remember you for generations to come
你做个卑鄙的人
but you be a mean person
遗臭万年
and people will hate you forever
我们在地上做人只有一次
Upon the earth, you only live once.
生只有一次，死也只有一次。
You're born only once, you live and die only once.
我们怎样做人
？How do we behave as a man?
做一个怎么样的人
？And what kind of man do we behave to be?
用什么力量呢？衬托我们做人的尊贵
？With what power that support us the dignity of being a man?
这就是我们布道团所有的讲座，所有的神学，所有的布道，要提升人性。的重要的自己目的之一
and that's one of the purpose of our standing meeting we want to raise even our dishonor and also our understanding and theology
那我们的题目是专注在第二层次就是感情
so then our topic focus on the second part that's called emotion
感情到底在人身体的哪一部分
emotion which part of the physical body that it dwells
这句话问的就不对了
then it's wrong to ask this question
这样讲就表示呢物质的跟非物质的都有绝对的关联。
Between you are trying to say that the absolute, the physical and the non-physical have the absolute link.
保罗讲一句话。
But Paul said,
我身体一天比一天衰败。
Physically, I age and deteriorate.
但我内心一天比一天更新。
But in my heart, daily it is being renewed.
这表示什么呢
？Which means,
表示呢身体跟灵性，外表跟内在不一定有绝对的关联。
This physical body and the spirituality may not have a definite link.
一个伟大的人可能体格小得不得了。
A one who is a mighty person, he may be very small stature.
一个身体高大的人可能是个小人。
A one who grows to be very gigantic in the physical body, he may be very mean.
一个很弱的病人可能灵性刚强不得了。
A man who is sick and weak, but spirituality is very strong.
一个魁梧强壮的一个大将。可能里面是个儒夫
，a one who is very gigantic in his physical size, but he may be a coward.
今天人类最弱、最多病的一个人叫做 Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking today in the world, he is the weakest physically.
但是他呢 ，intellectually, he is a giant of the 20th and 21st century.
从理性来说，他是21世纪最伟大的一个伟人。
所以耶稣说
，So Jesus said,
不可按外貌待人。
You will not deem and view people according physically.
所以你说到底的理性在哪里
？Where then lies the rationality of man?
人的感情在哪里
？What about emotion?
人的意志在哪里
？What about volition?
你们常常谈恋爱的时候，我心爱的人。
And many times when in love, you say, "My beloved one."
你是我心肝宝贝。
You are the one loved to my heart.
我从心灵的深处爱。
Deep from my heart, I love you.
你们写过吗
？Have you written that kind of letter?
不必太大声好。
Don't answer too loudly.
你们讲过吗
？Have you spoken that?
当你讲这个话的时候
，When you say this,
你先假设感情、爱情是在心里。
You first make an assumption that love emotion comes from your heart,
对不对啊
？Isn't it right?
我问李牧师，你爱不爱你太太？
爱。
爱。你太太有没有来？
有。
怪不得你这么说。如果她不在，你会不会说我爱她？
还是爱？
还是爱她。那你爱你太太真的是假的？
真的。
真的。你对你太太爱在哪里？Where is your love to your wife?、Where is it located? 在哪里？在哪里？
在心里。
在心里。我告诉你，这个人很危险。
very dangerous when you say that love is in the heart.
如果你说我的爱在我心里，
if you want to say that my love is in my heart,
有一天你心脏开刀，
one day if you have a heart operation,
换了另外一个心里，
and you change another heart,
那你就爱别人的老婆，
then you are other's wife,
那很危险，
that's dangerous.
所以从这个Bernard 医生换心脏到现在这几十年，
Ever since Bernard, Dr. Bernard have transplanted a heart,
到今天这几十年，
until today, the few decades,
没有一个人换了一个心就爱别人的老婆，
Not even a single person when he has a heart transplanted, then he loves another person.
所以呢，你不能为灵性的超物质的东西在物质的身体中间定向。
So then what is transphysical, you cannot fix and localize in your heart.
但是好像又不能不定位啊。
But then as if you're going to fix the position too.
所以先假定有它的位置。
So make an assumption there is a position for
it. 那理智在哪里呢？
So where is the rationality
there? 我头脑想嘛。
I think in my mind.
中国人很奇怪，中国人什么都用心的，我用心想，我心里想。心会想吗？不知道。
And the Chinese very funny, they say that I think with my heart.
那么我用头脑爱。
So I use my brain to love.
你觉得我头脑想，我心里爱。
You can only say that I think with my brain and love my heart.
你很难说我心里想，我头脑爱。
And you cannot say that I think with my heart and love my brain.
I think in my heart.
我心里面在想。
Very Eastern.
那这个是很东方人的。
I think in my brain.
我在这个头脑在想。
Very Western.
那么是非常西方。
所以你看那个 Rodin 画的那个 Gate of the Hell 上面一个人叫。
When the Rodin, he is written the, draw this picture, the person who thinker, the thinker.
那个 stage, 叫
the stage,
the thinker.
It's called the thinker.
有没有人 I think.
Is any person to say, I think with the heart?
所以我们先假设哈。
So we want to make sense of
it. 理性在哪里？
Where is the rationality?
理性在头脑。
Here in the brain.
感情在哪里？
Where's the emotion?
感情在。
Here with the heart.
那意志在哪里？
What about your volition?
糟糕了。
Now.
在哪里？
Where?
In between heart and brain.
在两者之间吧。
那个是气管。
There's an esophagus.
那是声带。
The voice cord.
所以呢，柏拉图就勉强讲了一句话。
So Plato make an assumption.
那个理智的部分在头脑。
You see, rationality lies with our mind.
感情的部分在心脏。
Emotion with the heart.
意志的部分在腰里。
Volition with the waist.
这个腰。
Waste.
我决定要走，我就去了。
So、I make this work, I walk.
所以我要犯罪，我就用腰了。
On the same sin, I use my waist.
所以他就把意志跟情意跟犯罪的方向用腰柱太。
So he linked together with the volition, with our will and desire to sin.
理智、情感、意志。
So that rationality, emotion, volition.
柏拉图的哲学
，Platonic philosophy.
他就把这三个部分的高低。当作人性尊严的分别。
He deemed also the level of these three as the owner of these three levels.
低级的人
，those who are lowly and mean，
意志的冲动做事情。
They do according to the compassion of the other's emotion.
常常做错事。
So they do things wrongly.
凭着意志做错事。
So when they do wrongly with the volition，
他想都不想。
He never think。
动情都不动情。
He never even stirred up with the emotion。
冲动就做。
When he is forced with that, he do it.
最低级的。
So those people of the lowest class.
所以柏拉图说呢。
The Plato say.
意志决定什么，要用感情去指挥它。
Whatever the volition make a decision, the emotion must direct it.
你说我要结婚，我要结婚。
You say when I want to get married.
你要真正爱才结婚。
Only when you truly love, then you get married.
不要要结婚结婚，那是狗。
Not to say when you want to get married, that's animals and dogs.
狗没有什么爱情不爱情。
And for a dog, there is no this love.
他就是要结婚就结婚。
That you want to get married, you want to get married.
意志怎么决定
？So whatever the volition decides,
要用感情去指挥他
，it must have the emotion to guide and to direct.
才不会决定错。
Then it will not make a wrong decision.
好不好
？Isn't that good?
好不好？如果这个不好，那怎么好呢？
If that's no good, what's good?
哎，不错不错
，not too bad.
我告诉你，在这里听到每个礼拜听一次，听一年，比你去读大学四年读更多东西。
You listen here for 1 year, you're better than 10 years in the university.
好，我再讲下去。
I'll continue now.
那么感情如果错了怎么办
？So when the emotion is wrong, what happened?
有没有爱错的事情
？Would you love someone wrongly?
很多
，many many.
你每天看报纸哈
？When you read the newspaper daily,
上面我俩情投意合。决定某一某的结婚。
You see, and another one says that we love each other, and we decide on which day we want to get married.
两年以后呢
2 years later,
我两情不投意不合。
We are not accorded with our emotion.
决定磨一磨的开始离婚。
So we decide to be separated.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
从前是因爱结婚，没有错。
In the past, they get married because of love. That's wrong.
那因爱错了，所以要定离婚。
But because they love wrongly, they want to be divorced.
那你问他们，为什么你那个时候不知你爱错呢？
Was at that time you don't know that you love wrongly?
那个我也不知道，就是傻傻那个时候很爱啊。
You say I don't know because that I love so much.
后来才发现这个女孩子脾气坏透了。
Later I discovered that this girl has a very sharp temper.
一个男孩子来找我。
A boy come to see me.
他们说我想跟某某人结婚，你感到怎么样？
He said, Pastor Tom, I want to get married with someone. What do you think?
我说你要我讲真话。
Do you want me to say the truth?
或者要我讲好话。
Oh, good words for you.
他说讲真话。
True one.
那我老实告诉你，
是初恋交流。
这个女孩子很漂亮，那他高兴的。
Oh, this girl is very beautiful, and then he gets very happy.
那身体身材也很好，我想很高兴。
And good body too.
那我告诉他，他脾气太坏了。
My very bad temper.
所以你要考虑。
So you must think over again.
我已经讲真话。
I say the truth.
讲完了，他说什么
？After what he said,
我就是喜欢他的脾气。
I love her temper.
我心里想去死好了。
I say you gotta die.
你不必问我了。
You don't ask me.
你问我，我回答你说就是喜欢他的脾气。
Because when you ask me, I say I love her temper.
好了，他真的跟他结婚了。
So let truly he get married to her.
几年又真的离婚了。
A few years later,
吵得半死半活。
Quarrel and quarrel.
后来连见我都不好意思。
So they don't even come.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他怕我的脾气。
So he's afraid of my temper now.
还有另外一个人
，another person，
每一次他爱一个人
，every time when he loves someone，
他就带来给我看
，he'll bring her to come and see me。
他们说你看好不好
？Reverend John，what do you think？
我说不错不错
，not too bad。
他为我们祷告啊
，pray for us 啊，
盼望我们可以结婚
，so they can get married 呢。
第二年呢
，so second year，
不成了
，no more。
带另外一个人来
，and bring another person come。
他们说这个好不好
？Reverend John，what about this？
我说。也好也好
good
那为我们祷告
pray for us
我说我常常祷告
I pray
祷告来祷告去你都不成
but you cannot make it
你知道八年里面他带七个女孩子来找
you know in 8 years he brings 7 girls to see me
而且每一次要走的时候
every time before they leave
他说他们就为我祷告
Reverend Tom pray for us
因为我这一次感到是
is that the time I feel that it is God's will
上帝的旨意
God's will
后来上帝的旨意换七八次是可以错了可以错我不知道
God's will changes many times whether he's wrong or he's wrong or not
哪一个错我不知道
I don't know which wrong
感情会错吗
Emotion would it be wrong
你说为了要好好爱才决定所以感情要对意志才会对
In order that I want to love rightly so I make a decision so you must be right with the emotion
用好的良善的感情来指挥意志才算
So we get emotion to direct a volition that's good
那么你说呢感情错怎么办呢
You say when you're wrong with the emotion what are you doing
因为理智错
When it's wrong with the emotion
所以柏拉图说
So Plato said
你不要用感情作为一切要用理智来指挥你的感情
Don't deem emotion as everything use your rationality to direct your emotion
你想爱对不对
Is it right to love?
合理不合理
Is it reasonable?
像样不像样
Is it good?
持久不持久
Is it persistence?
有没有道理
Is there a good reason?
想清楚了
You must think carefully
然后才应用你的感情
Then use emotion
但是事实说
But I tell you truly
感情本不及思想想清楚
And emotion will not wait for the rationality to understand everything
他一爱了
When it loves
不用思想
It doesn't have to think
所以柏拉图说用意志决定一切的是很低的人生
So Plato said those who use volition to decide everything is a lowly one
用感情指挥意志的人生是更高等的人生
Those who use emotion to direct a volition is a higher class
那么如果感情错误怎么样
What happens if the emotion is wrong
要用理性指挥感情是更高等的人生
Even the highest are those who use rationality to direct the emotion
所以我们要训练思想
So we must train our thinking power
培养头脑
And also cultivate our faculty of thinking
知道什么是对什么不对什么合理什么不合理
And to be able to discern what is good or bad what is reasonable what is not reasonable
理性指挥感情
So rationality direct our emotion
感情指挥意志
Emotion direct our volition
这一生才不会走错的
Then our whole life will not go wrong
好不好
Isn't that good
好不好哎好像有的人哑巴了我再问你好不好好对不对
Is it right?
对够不够
Is it enough?
那如果想错了怎么办
What happens if you think wrongly?
如果理性想错了怎么办
If your rationality think wrongly
那没有办法
Then there's no way now
所以希腊哲学到这里 就停了。
So the Greek philosophy come to here is stopped.
谁引导你的思想？
Who then to guide your rationality?
我想这个是对的。
I think this must be right.
一个人来了。
A person comes.
我想那个是不对。
I think that's wrong.
所以你感到对的，我感到不对。
So what you think is right, I think is wrong.
那么我们辩论。
So we debate.
辩论的时候，爱辩论过于爱真理。
So you want to debate more than you love the truth.
而辩论中间爱胜过于爱辩论。
So when you debate, actually you want to win rather than to debate.
为什么辩论不是要明白真理，是要胜？
Why is it you debate not because you want to love the truth, but you want to win?
那就是苏格拉底最反对的一派，叫做 Sophists。
And there's a Sophist whereby Socrates opposed the best.
Sophist 为什么被苏格拉底痛恨？
Sophist, why is that Socrates hated?
因为他们以为他们最懂真理。
Because they thought that they know the truth most.
因为他们以为他们一定不会错。
And they thought that they cannot go wrong.
所以 they call themselves wise men.
他们把自己称为智慧人。
Wisdom,
智慧。
Wise,
智慧人。
In Greek, it's called Sophie.
那么在这个希腊文叫做这个 Sophist.
So they call themselves, we are Sophists.
So 他们自己把自己称为 Sophists.
We are wise men.
我们是有智慧的。
We can teach you.
我们可以教导你。
And you should pay me.
你要付钱。
Because I sell my truth to you and you pay money to me.
因为我的知识把它卖给你，你需要付钱。
So truth belongs to me.
所以真理属于我们。
I own the truth.
我拥有这个真理。
I share the truth with you.
我把这个真理跟你分享。
但是谁知道他所分享的是真正的真理，或者不是真正的真理？
But then who can say that what they share is a true truth or not?
他们不管的。
They do not care.
所以这一派有两个人。
So this school has two persons.
一个人叫做 Protagoras.
What's called Protagoras?
第二个叫做 Georgias.
The second called Georgias.
Protagoras 怎么讲呢
？Protagoras, what did he say?
Homo mensura.
Homo mensura.
Homo mensura. 希腊文的意思是什么
？Homo mensura in Greek says,
"Man is the measure of all things."
人是一切的衡量标准。
所以 we can know everything.
We can know everything
because we are supra than everything.
因为我们是超过一切的。
So we are the measure of all things.
所以我们可以成为一切的衡量。
人可以知道真理。
Man can know the truth.
不比外界。
We don't need the outside world.
自己就可以知道了。
We ourselves know.
我们是人。
Because we're man.
但是。
But then.
为什么母亲告诉孩子应该这样应该那样，因为孩子不懂。
Why is the mother teach the children this and that? Because the children don't know.
母亲懂。
So the mother knows.
母亲讲了一半，父亲说不是那样，你乱讲。
So halfway when the mother teaches the mother, no, no, this is not the way to teach.
母亲半懂不懂，父亲懂。
So the father knows better than the mother now.
父亲讲讲了一半，后来看出，糟糕，我讲错了。
So halfway the father teaches, he read the book, he says, I touched wrong now.
父母都不懂，写书的人懂。
So the parents don't know, the writer knows.
后来有人发现书里错了，另外一本书来批评他。
So people discover also the book is wrong, use another book to critique this book.
就是读书读不够多才写这种错误。
So you have not studied good enough, that's why you write the wrong book.
所以呢，那个教授更懂。
So that professor knows more.
所以这样的 man is at measure of all things, which man?
那人是一切的衡量，是哪一个人呢？
每一个人都说我是对。
Everybody says it's right.
所以呢，在希腊就产生了相对论。
So then in Greek it produces relativity.
那在中国的相对论用两句话表达。
So in Chinese the relativity is also used two statements to express it.
中国人没有说相对论。
Chinese never say relativity.
因为这三个字太理论化了。
Because these three words are too theoretical.
中国人的相对论是什么呢
？And the relativity of Chinese is.
公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
The grandfather has his own reason. The grandmother has his own reason.
每一刻看别人都岂有此理。
So everybody think everybody is nonsense.
这个是中国人的相对论。
The Chinese relativity.
那我对。
I'm right.
你说你对。
You say you're right.
哪一个对？不必讲。
Who is right? Don't say.
所以中国人怎么？表示真理呢
You know how can I express the truth?
越大声的越是真理
The one who is the loudest is the truth
所以中国文化的毛病就在这里
And that is the problem with Chinese culture
他以为把声音讲大声一点真理就跑到这边来
He said if you say it more loudly then the truth comes to his place
那么那边气死了怎么被你拿去他就太大声真理跑回那边
And the other side will even be louder and the truth go to that side again
所以中国人讲话很大声就是这样来
And that's why Chinese say very loudly
那我们什么时候休息
Now, where did we learn?
一件题目，慢慢讲。
A subject.
慢慢
slowly that we talk.
慢慢
found, think.
慢慢讨论。
And discuss.
慢慢研究。
Study.
所以呢，感情升华这四个字要讲一年半。
So sanctification emotion, we're going to talk for 1 year.
因为不是一大声就胜，不是。
Because it's not that when they say loudly you win.
那么你说到底凭什么说这个是真理？
But based on what you say, this is truth.
希腊人停在这里的。
The Greek was stopped here.
理智受感情控制。
And also this, this.
意志受感情。
Volition is controlled by this emotion.
感情受理。理智控制。
Emotion is controlled by this rationality.
理智呢，就是人的尊严产生的。
And rationality comes from man's honor and dignity.
The great wisdom stops there.
那么希腊的智慧就停在这里了。
所以你需要圣经。
So you must think.
圣经说什么呢？
What the Bible says?
The revelation of God, the truth in person, determines which is right, which is wrong.
神的启示，真理的本身来决定什么是对，什么是错的。
所以呢，圣经说。
That's what the Bible says.
人要受圣灵引导。
Man must be guided by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵用什么引导人？
With what the Holy Spirit guide us?
圣灵用真理引导人。
The Holy Spirit guide us with the truth.
耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要使你们想起我对你们所讲的话。
And that's why Jesus said, wait for the Spirit of truth comes, then he will make it to recollect what I have spoken.
圣灵用真理光照我们的思想。
The Holy Spirit using the truth to illuminate our thinking.
圣灵用真理引导我们人格。
The Holy Spirit uses the truth to guide our personality.
所以这样，你读多少书，多少高的理论还不够。
So no matter how much the book that you study is not enough.
你需要神的光照耀。
You need God's light to illuminate you.
你需要神的灵引导。
You need God's Spirit to guide you.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
这个才真正好。
That is too good.
刚才就你说好。
That's not when you say good.
那是半路。
That's not halfway.
那现在最危险的是什么？
Now what's the dangerous thing now?
谁是圣灵？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
所以灵恩派以为他们有圣灵，结果他们很多事情乱解真理。
The charismatic thought that the Holy Spirit they misinterpret the Bible.
直到今天，灵恩派没有产生过一本伟大的解经书。
Until today, the charismatic doctrine have not produced a good and great commentary.
因为最会夸圣灵的人是对圣灵论最不研究、最不了解。
Because the one that talk much about the Holy Spirit never study well with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们没有好好讲解上帝。
So they never expound the Word of God to good.
他们可以滚在地上，哈哈。笑几个钟头，然后就说那个是 holy laughter.
They can roll on this floor for hours, and then they say that's holy laughter.
那么这些滚在地上，眼睛都闭起来，连衣服都没有穿好，这样的大喊大叫，他说叫圣灵充满。
And those who roll on the floor with the eye closed, untidy with their clothing, they say they're filled by the Holy Spirit.
从今天开始
，from today onward，
每一个在这里听到的
，everyone who is listening to the gospel here，
请你注意
，pay attention，
我们求上帝的灵。用启示的圣经所告诉我们的道来带领我们被造堕落的思想。
We pray for the Spirit of God with the revealed word to guide even our fallen thinking.
When the truth revealed by God now becomes an illuminating factor to renew and to return our reasoning power, be faithful to the truth.
那么神赐其的灵接着已经启示了真道能够光照我们归正我们所以我们接到真理当中
You will find the new direction
我们就找到新的方向
You get a new standard
我们找到新的标准
New conscience
我们找到新的这个元素
New understanding
我们找到新的悟性
The new power to control over your emotion
神新的这个力量就能够来掌管我们的感情
And when the Holy Spirit and Holy Word sanctifiesYour emotion.
当圣灵透过神的道来胜过我们的感情
，Your emotion will control your volition.
我们的这感情就能够控制我们的这个 volition.
整个人格回到上帝面前。
Then our whole personality returns back to God.
这样我已经把这个重要的层次讲完了。
Then I've spoken to you the important point and level.
现在我要讲到另外一个部分。
So I'm going to talk to the second part of it.
这个部分也就是。
And that part is.
就是为什么提到感情圣化的问题
Why we talk about sanctification of emotions?
因为基督徒没有得救以前
Because before Christians are saved
是一个罪人
He is a sinner
基督徒信主以后
After he become a Christian
就变成一个圣徒
He become a saint
From a sinner to become a saint
从罪人到圣徒
这个叫做 conversion
这个叫做归正
这个叫做这一个 return to the God, to the Lord.
回到神里面。
这个经过这个 regeneration，
那么经过一个重生，
这个叫做 to be saved，
and that cause to be saved，
transform into His own image，
被改变成为神自己的形象。
一个人悔改，
when a person is converted，
就从远离神、背弃神，变成归向神。
In the past, you are far away from God and turn away from God. Now you come back to be intimate with God.
那你从前就活在罪中。
In the past, you live in sin.
天天污秽肮脏的生活。
Daily, you live a filthy life.
今天你活在义中。
But now you are living in righteousness.
过一个圣洁、
and live
上帝的
生活。Live a holy and sanctified life that glorify God.
所以叫做圣徒。
And that's called a saint.
圣徒是经过了圣化。才成功的。
A sin is successful because he has been sanctified.
所以我们从得救这个字来说，
so from this saving
是离开死亡进到新生命里面。
That it will leave the death and come into new life.
从称义来说，
coming from justification
我们离开罪的黑暗，
we leave the darkness of sin
回到上帝义的真理，
and return to the truth of righteousness of God.
从圣洁的神的本性来说，
from the holiness nature of God.
我们污秽的罪人，
We as a filthy sinner
变成圣徒，
We become a saint.
所以这个叫 justification，
这叫称义，
这个叫做 sanctification，
叫做成圣。
所以两样是一样，
both things are the same.
你成为义人，你也就是成为圣徒。
Because when you become a righteous man, also you become a saint.
那么呢，我们要过圣洁的生活。
So for us to live a sanctified life,
主啊，求你接近我。
Lord, sanctify me.
主啊，求你圣化我。
Lord, cleanse me.
主啊，使我成为圣洁。
Lord, cause me to be a saint.
那么这个圣化。
And to be sanctified.
在基督教的信仰里面，
in Christian faith,
全本圣经的观念中间，
and the whole biblical concept,
有三个大的步骤。
There are three big steps.
第一个步骤是什么？
The first,
sanctified positionally.
我们从地位来说，成圣。
We are sanctified and to be called a saint.
那么从地位上的我们成圣，成为圣徒。
Positionally speaking,
从地位来说
，we are forgiven.
我们被赦免了。
We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们借着耶稣基督宝血被洗净了。
We are sanctified by the power of Holy Spirit.
我们借着圣的力量被圣化。
是我们已经变成因为圣灵的洗，因为道的洁净，因为宝血的涂抹，我们现在是一个新造的人。
Because of the cleansing of the Holy Spirit, the cleansing of the word, and also the sanctification, we become a saint.
这就是圣徒的地位。
And that's the position of a saint.
是不是已经信主的，成为圣徒人，是完完全全不能犯罪的？不是。
Is it all Christians who are called saints will not sin anymore?
我们得救了以后，我们还有可能犯罪。
After we have been saved, there's still possibility for us to sin.
我们信主以后，我们还有可能跌倒。
After we become a Christian, there's still possibility we can fall.
所以呢，约翰一书第二章第二节说。
So first John chapter 2 verse 2 say,
你们中间若有人犯罪。
If anyone was a sin among you,
这是指谁呢？
To whom that point to?
是指基督徒。
Pointing to the Christians.
如果你已经是基督徒了，还犯罪的话。
If you are already Christian, yet you fall.
在父那里，我们有一位中保。
With the Father, we have a mediator.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
在你没有得救以前，耶稣为你死。
Before you were saved, Christ died for you.
用宝血买赎回你回来。
Using His blood to redeem you.
用圣灵重生你。
And also the Holy Spirit to regenerate you.
用真理的道洁净你。
Use the truth to cleanse you.
那么你信主了以后，
After you become a Christian,
他继续为你祷告。
He continues to intercede for you.
因为你得救以后还可能会犯罪。
Because after you have been saved, there's a possibility for you to sin.
如果耶稣不过是为没有得救的人死，为他们而预备救恩就结束了。
If Jesus would make conclusion only because he died for those who are not been saved.
那么这些人信主得救以后再犯罪怎么办？
So after this person had been saved and they continue to sin, what are you doing now?
基督继续在父的右边为我们昼夜祷告，常言或作为我们祈求。
So Christ as high priest continually beside God and he pray for us.
这是基督为中保的一个工作。
And that is the work of Christ Jesus as a mediator.
因为他常言或作。
Because he lives forever.
他没有忘记我们。
He has not forgotten us.
他体系我们的本体不过是尘土。
Their mercy on earth and we are only but dust.
怜悯我们许多的软弱。
His compassion with our weaknesses.
是继续不断常言为我们祷告。
And that's why continually and also he continue to pray for us.
圣洁的地位是一次的。
So there's only one we are brought to that position as holiness.
以后呢？
After that,
圣洁的生活是继续不断没有停止。
A sanctified life is a continual process.
这是第二个步骤。
And that's the second stage.
第一个步骤是什么？
The first stage is
在旧的地位。
The position to be saved.
成为圣徒的新地位。
And also a new position to be a saint.
第二个步骤是什么？
And the second step.
继续不断得胜的生活。
Continually we need a sanctified life.
继续不断代祷使我们成为圣洁进入更丰盛生命的步骤。
Christ continues to intercede for us. We enter into the abundant life of sanctification.
多久啊？
How long?
你活到什么时候？他为你祷告到什么时候？
As long as you live, Christ intercede for us.
所以这是圣洁的第二个步骤。
So that's the second stage of our sanctification.
那么第二个步骤多长？
How long is that process?
就是你的生命多长？
How long is your life?
主的恩典也多长？
And God's grace is that long.
你的年日有多少？
How long is your life?
他的恩典也多少？
And also how long that grace is.
有的人以为上帝的恩典是很少的。
Some thought that God's grace is scanty.
有的人以为上帝的道是很浅很平。
And some thought that God's word is so shallow and poor.
不是的。
No.
你们在这里听我讲的，现在是第六年了。
Here is the sixth year that you listen to me to expound.
你听见上帝的道是贫穷的，或是丰富的呢？
So is the word of God shallow or poor?
你从来没有这样想。
You have never thought in that manner.
没有想着怎么听，一直听，一直听。
You continue listen and listen.
神的真理一直供应，一直更新，一直复兴你。
And God will continue to revive you, continue to supply for your need.
他不但给你的生命
，Not only you have life，
而且带着更丰盛的生命。
And having more abundantly.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
那到有一天
，So when it comes to one day，
时间到了
，When the time comes，
或者。我们死了去见主
Or when you die, we go and see our Lord.
或者我们或者基督再来
Or we're still alive, Christ returns.
那就进到第三个阶段
We enter in the third stage.
那第三个阶段是什么
And the third stage is
圣洁的成全
And that's the accomplished perfection of our sanctification.
The accomplishment, the perfection, the fulfillment of the sanctification.
乃是我们的成圣完全成全了，
所以圣洁也是开头。
So there's a beginning for our sanctification.
圣洁一个步骤。
And there's a process.
圣洁有一个终点。
There's an end.
等到终点结束的时候。
When it comes to the end,
我们就被完全圣化了。
Then we are totally perfected, sanctified.
Perfected. 谁？一个
我们是完全的圣人。
成全的圣徒。
We are perfected saint then.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
太好了。
Good.
原来上帝的儿女是一生一世蒙爱到上帝。
That God's children forever we are being loved by God.
因为上帝的恩典是一步一步把我们带到最成全的地方。
Because God's grace leads us step by step until we get the perfection of it.
那我们今天在哪里？
So today where are we?
今天有的人连信主都还没有，你是在起点之前。
And some today are not Christian, even Christian there, so you are at the, even before that's a starting point.
在起点之前。
And you are even before the starting point.
你是个罪人。
You are a sinner.
罪人的工作就是犯罪。
And the work of sin is a sin.
因为罪人嘛。
Because you are a sinner now.
所以一面犯罪一面笑。
So you are sin and you laugh.
骗人感到很厉害。
You cheat, you say that you're good.
连老师都给我骗了。
Even my teacher could be cheated by me.
娶小老婆也很高兴。
And matter second way, you are happy.
因为罪人的工作就是犯罪。
Because the work of a sinner is the sin.
对罪没有觉悟。
And to sin, they are not understanding.
哦，人家请你做礼拜。
People want you to go to church.
傻瓜才做礼
拜。Oh, you are fool, then you go.
就二十一世纪了，还要信耶稣。
21st century, you want to believe in Jesus?
那么你呢？
What are you?
已经二十一世纪了，还吃饭。
21st century, you still eat food?
孔子的时候吃饭，现在你应该趁你读。
Confucius also eat food, then you must eat.
不要吃从前能吃的东西。为什么信从前的信的东西
Why do you want to believe people believe in the past?
真理不必改变
大家说 Would I have changed?
一二三
真理不必改变
错误的科学理论才需要改变大家说
错误的科学理论才需要改变
我告诉你科学不是真理
You know science is not true
科学是暂时所明白的解释自然的理论叫科学
And science is only by temporary theory to explain nature
所以新的科学家推翻旧的科学的理论新的科学家 拿到诺贝尔奖状。
So when a new scientist will throw away those old scientific theory, he win the Nobel Prize.
什么意思呢
？What about that?
过去的错了。
When the past is wrong.
但你怎么知道错呢
？How do you know it is wrong?
因为新的发现告诉你过去错。
Because new invention tell you that the past is wrong.
还没有发现以前呢
？Before you discover,
你就是科学，科学，科学，就把科学当作真理。
You deem the science as truth.
所以要告诉你，真理不需要改变。
Truth did not to be changed.
错误的科学理论需要改变。
But wrong scientific theory needs to be revised.
你明白了吗
？You understand now?、
啊、你越来越明白，越明白，你就越靠近上帝了。
So the more you understand, the closer you come to God.
因为上帝就是真理。
Because God is truth.
那么上帝的真理光照你的理性。
So when God's truth illuminates your rationality.
哦，原来如此。
Oh, such is the man.
慢慢明白了。
Slowly understand.
接受主的那一天。
The day when I accept Christ.
你就从第一步骤之前进到第一步骤。
So before the first point, you come down to the first point.
经过了第一步骤以后
，When it comes to the first step，
你就开始喜欢听到了。
You begin to like to listen to the truth。
你从前听到一直看，八点了还没结束。
In the past, when you listen to the truth, you want to watch your watch。
现在呢，不要结束，再听，哇，这样好，再听下去。
And
哎呀，已经十点了。
Oh, it's already 10 o'clock。
没有车了，怎么
？No more train。
不要紧，不要紧，舅父啊，请你过来帮助我，载我回家，好不好
？Ask somebody to come and help you。
为什么
？Why？
变化。
It's a change now。
你圣化了。
You be sanctified.
第一步以后
，After first step，
开始走圣化的道路。
Slowly you walk on the way of sanctification now.
那么什么东西圣化呢
？Now what is being sanctified？
四样东西圣化。
Four things.
第一
，the first，
理智圣化。
Rationality.
理智圣化借助什么
？Sanctification of rationality through what？
真理光照我的理，真理影响我的理，真理改变我的理。真理引导我的理。
And the truth also illuminate, also change and direct, and also renew.
The truth continuously illuminate, transform, guide your reasoning power. 然后呢，你就从错误的想法归正到神的想法。
Then from the wrong thinking, you will reform back to the way God thinks.
这个叫做 sanctification of reason.
是你的理性被释放了。
第二
，the second，
the sanctification of the emotion，
我们的感情被释放，
感情释放
，sanctification of emotions。
你从前爱恨人
，in the past you like hate，
人可以不可以恨呢
？Can people hate people？
可以的
，of course you
can。 可以的
，yes。
如果不可以恨的话
，if you can hate，
那你强到来你也彼此相爱。
So you want to love the robber that comes to you now？
这个。小偷来了，你说多偷一点吧。
So when the thief comes, even steal more.
那世界就乱了。
Then the whole world be in a mess.
所以呢，有人做错事。
When people do wrong things,
你讨厌那个事情。
You hate the thing.
可以的。
You can.
不管你的恨。
But your hate
versus 你的爱。
Your love.
你的妒忌。
Your jealousy.
你的炫目。
Your admiration.
你的愤怒。
Your wrath.
啊，你的这个伤心。
Your sadness.
你的喜乐。
And your joy.
是对的不对呢
？Is it right or wrong?
需要。圣化
，It needs to be sanctified。
这就是这一年你要听的东西。
And that's for this one whole year, what are you going to listen?
感情怎样圣化
？How that your emotion are being sanctified？
第三样
，The third，
意志圣化
，The sanctification of your volition。
我做什么决定
？What decision I make？
我要做什么
？What I want to do？
我立定什么意？这个我的意程，立定我的志向。
What kind of decision and direction I make？
我建立什么计划
？And what a plan that I establish？
要用圣洁的动机来决定。
With a sanctified motive you want to decide。
我决定杀人 ，No。
When you decide to kill, no。
我决定帮助人 ，Yes。
Decide to help, yes。
所以是意志的升华。
So that is sanctification of volition。
第一
，The first，
理智升华。
Sanctification of rationality.
第二
，the second，
感情圣化。
Sanctification of emotion.
第三
，the third，
意志圣化。
Sanctification of your will.
第四
，and fourth，
生活行为圣化。
Your life and conduct is being sanctified.
什么地方我不可以去
？Which place I cannot go？
什么地方我可以去
？Which place I can go？
什么工作我不可以去
？Which work I cannot do？
哪一种工作我可以
？What kind of job I can be employed？
怎样的动作是对的？
What kind of action is right?
整个动作是不对的。
What kind of action is wrong?
那么这四样都变化的时候。
And when all these four things have been changed,
你就回头了。
Then you will turn back.
越来越向上。
More and more you will be like God.
回到有神形象的样子。
And come back to the image and likeness of God.
看见你的时候。
When people see you.
好像看见上帝在我们的中间。
Like as if they see God in us.
好不好啊？
Isn't that good?
没有比这更美的人格。
Nothing is more beautiful than this.
我们已经好几年跟你讲一本书。
So for many years you have talked to you one more.
我相信你们理智已经很多开始升华。
So you have been satisfied with your rationality.
我现在进到感情的升
华。So we enter in the sanctification emotion.
感情升华完了以后。
And、after sanctification emotion,
如果主感动我。
If God touched my heart,
我再给你讲解另外一本书。
I'll talk another book to you.
讲完了以后。
After that,
我们再来讲意志的升华。
We come,
好不好、
啊、sanctification evolution.
那在这一生中间呢。
So for your whole life then,
你们的生命就进步进步进步起来。
Your life will progress.
愿上帝赐福我们。
So may God bless us.
现在我们大家站起来。
Shall we all rise?
是。